When a patient asks you in a situation where, let's say it's the most optimal situation we can define, chemotherapy naive, you know, one or two liver mets with the chances of cure or remaining disease-free for 5 or 10 years, how do you respond?
I generally discuss the various options of systemic chemotherapy with more active regimens versus the role of the pump. The problem is that generally with somebody with easily resectable disease, we often see them after surgery, that more often we're seeing patients referred in directly to our surgeons. The patient goes to surgery and then they come see us afterwards, so it, you know, a little too late to discuss the pump. But even in patients where we may see them ahead of time, the use of pumps has dropped off dramatically outside of some selected institutions. And with the knowledge of how well FOLFOX is working, or 5-FU oxaliplatin regimens, that tends to be my approach to treating somebody. I haven't actually recommended somebody that they have a pump placed in probably 3 or 4 years now.
So if a patient asks you, what's the chance that I'm going to be cured or remain free of disease, what do you say?
With the data that's available mainly through retrospective reviews, proceeding to surgery for resection of liver metastases and then completing a defined course of chemotherapy, the outlook is somewhere between 30 and 40% of those patients being disease-free at 5 years, and that if they're disease-free at 5 years, that does again seem to be a durable response, whether few relapses beyond that point. That 30 to 40% rate has been seen repeatedly through a number of retrospective series.